Alyssa Milano launches 2020 fund initiative to win back swing states from Trump. By BenQ on August 13, 2019. Far-left activist and actress Alyssa Milano announced an initiative to fund and win back three swing states in November 2020 that President Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton in. The insatiable star wants to raise money for grassroots organizations in the three key swing states of Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, all of which Trump won in 2016 by a narrow margin. In doing so, he became the first Republican to win Wisconsin since 1984, and the other two states since 1988. My plan for 2020 involves raising money for grassroots organizations in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, Milano said. These are the states we lost by 77,000 votes in 2016. I will not allow that to happen again. Join me by donating to my #2020fund. Milano's 2020 fund will involve raising money for left-wing groups including Detroit Action, Michigan Liberation, and Mothering Justice Action Fund, which she describes as the most compelling strategy I've heard to stop the orange-haired guy and support local community heroes at the same time. I found a brilliant new strategy to stop Trump in three of the most critical 2020 swing states, Milano wrote on the fund's website. These organizations empower youth, immigrants, women, people of color and communities facing the worst of Republicans' horrible policies. They fight tirelessly on the issues and increase voter turnout. The scheme is also partnered with the Movement Voter Project, which has pledged to match donations up to $1 million so they can hire staff, support volunteers, canvas neighborhoods, and dramatically expand in advance of the 2020 elections. Milano remains one of Hollywood's most active Democratic supporters, campaigning on everything from expanding abortion to immigration. Despite appearing to favor former Vice President Joe Biden, Milano recently joined a pledge made by fellow actor George Takei not to criticize any of the Democratic Party nominees in a bid to protect their reputations for the presidential election. "Will you join me in pledging not to speak negatively about any of our candidates?" the post read. "We don't know who the nominee will be, but they need to be as strong as they can be going into the election against Trump. I pledge to not speak negatively about anyone running for president," Milano added. "Do you?" Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.